Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 852. Today we hear from Charles, who asks,
how do you start from zero? In other words, how would you tell someone who has nothing written, nothing published, nothing completed, to go about starting from, well, nothing?
It sounds like a question for someone who runs a publishing company.
Okay, sure. What I would say is to just get started, right? In fact, if I were starting from nothing, I would start with doing Ray Bradbury's short story challenge. Write one short story a week for a year, because no one can write 52 complete crap short stories. It's possible that you can if you have absolutely no command of the language that you speak.
Or if you're committed to just doing the same thing over and over.
Or if you write the same story over and over again, or something like that. But if you write 52 different short stories and are actually trying to tell better stories each time, the old way to do this was to submit.
And for short fiction, that's not it. If you're doing the Bradbury Challenge, for short fiction, it's not a bad idea. You just, because response times now are not super long. So if you start submitting the stories as they come off your typewriter or your computer, then by about 6 months in, you're going to start acquiring rejection letters, and you can start deciding which ones you want to send back out and which ones you just want to put up. Mm-hmm. And then you can worry about learning the publishing process whenever that point is.
Right. And I would say the publishing industry, over the last few years, it was changing constantly, and it seems to have settled out mostly. But I couldn't give any concrete advice on publishing that would make sense a year out from now, other than check what the industry standards are and follow them and send them out to as many platforms as you feel comfortable agreeing to their terms of service.
Now, if you're writing science fiction and fantasy, there's shockingly a lot of good short markets out there now. If you're writing mystery, there's only a few. If you're writing romance, there's a few. And if you're writing anything else, you're probably going to wind up pretty much publishing on your own. But check out Raylan's, check out Writer's Market for who's shopping anthologies or whatnot at any given time. Because best case scenario, you'll sell a few and you'll get a check and then you'll get your rights back after a few months and you publish it on your own. And worst case scenario, they all bounce you and you publish it on your own and you eventually find an audience that way.
Yep.
But the most important part is just to start writing.
Yeah.
To get into the nuts and bolts of how you do that, if you want to tackle the Bradbury Challenge and you're afraid of the blank page, first of all, pick up my book, Becoming an Everyday Novelist, which walks you through a novel and the process of writing one. But it's really applicable to short stories because I deal with the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Try writing short stories to various plot formulas. That's a really good way to get started. The Lester Dent plot formula is probably the one to start with because it's very easy to understand and get into. You can discover a lot of other plot formulas by reading a lot of short fiction, especially short fiction written by the American grandmasters like Saki and O. Henry and Jack London and Edgar Allan Poe. You obviously can't stylistically write the way they wrote, but or H.P. Lovecraft or Robert E. Howard, but the way they structured their stories was very, very good. And you can learn quite a lot about story structure from people like that. Oh, and also, of course, all the wonderful mystery fiction in the early half of the 20th century, stuff from Cornell Woolworth. Woolworth? Whoever, I think it was Cornell Woolworth, who wrote Rear Window, the short fiction of John Steinbeck, the short fiction of Raymond Chandler and of Dashiell Hammett, Joyce Carol Oates, if you're of a more literary bent, writes wonderful short fiction. And if you, for some reason, like him, study the way Stephen King writes short fiction. He's not my favorite writer in the world, but he's sold a lot of short stories in the first part of his career. In the realm of science fiction, study the short stories of Ray Bradbury, Robert Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, Ursula Le Guin, Philip K. Dick, and there was another, what was her name? Andre Norton. She was amazing. Study their short fiction. Again, stylistically, all very outdated, but in terms of plot structure, in terms of inescapable plot logic, these are some of the greatest writers to ever have lived. And it's very worth studying them. And if you're into comedy, also add in P.G. Woodhouse and Oscar Wilde, who were fantastic. So that's what I would do if I was you. Submerge yourself in really good quality short fiction so you can learn the structures and just start generating ideas and executing them. And the ideas do not have to be great. They just have to be ideas that you find interesting. If you have trouble with ideas, again, major fear of the blank page, oh, what if I write the wrong thing? Here's three tricks. Number one, at the beginning of every week, the day before you start your new story, sit down and come up with 10 or 15 slug lines. That's single line ideas that encapsulate a story.
Can you give an example?
A raccoon and a skunk discover a terrible secret plaguing the pond.
Ooh.
A boy and his dog have to survive a burglary. You know, something, the slug line should contain one or two characters and the problem that they have to solve or the shape of the adventure that they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Slug line for a slasher movie like Halloween would be a babysitter protects her charges from an escaped mental patient turned serial killer, right? That's mm-hmm. a slug line. And write out 10 or 15 slug lines, pick the one that you want to attack that week and put the rest on your pile. And do that for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the challenge, and you will not run out of ideas you can work from. And continue to do it throughout the challenge just to keep your mind nimble, because you'll come up with better ideas the more stories you write, because you'll get a better idea of what kind of idea works for you. Cheat number two, steal a line from another book or another story as your opening line. It doesn't have to be the opening line of another story. You can literally pick a book, any book, it doesn't have to be a fiction book, off the wall, open it to a random page, run your finger down with your eyes closed, and stop and open your eyes and read whatever sentence your finger is on. And use that as the opening line for your story. And then the third cheat is rewrite a classic story. Take a fairy tale that you really like, retell it. Give it your own twist. Maybe don't give it a twist, but just retell it in your own language. This will work for any story as long as you're not basically directly plagiarizing. Good artists borrow, great artists steal. Those three tricks should get you through the door on your first several short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get comfortable with finishing stories and you build the confidence where you've proved to yourself that you can finish a story, then you're going to be in a lot better position to move on to novels. And if one of your stories escapes and becomes a novel, well, that's fine too. But try to chase down the Bradbury Challenge. It's a really, really good way to serve your boot camp as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure while you're doing it to keep yourself full of fresh ideas. Not just fiction, though fiction is good. And if you're wanting especially to generate fresh ideas, you want to be reading fiction that you don't normally read, so that you're encountering new idea spaces which generate new ideas in your head. But also nonfiction, again, outside of your normal area of comfort, because it's the discomfort that leads new ideas to crashing into old ideas, and the interaction of new ideas and old ideas is what generates stories. So I think that's what I've got. Have you got anything else?
No, I think we've got it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the question, Charles, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.